Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It is a summer Tuesday.
It sure is.
And I feel like in the summer, we're binging a lot of TV shows.
Uh-huh.
Just for the summer vibes.
Which is funny because my dad was just saying that normally shows, and I don't know, okay, two parts, and I will hit both right now. Number one is that my dad was just saying that TV shows used to be that, you know, the season finale would be in, like, right before the summer, and then it comes back in the fall, because I guess, which I was like, that doesn't make sense, because kids are at home for summer, so wouldn't they be watching a lot of TV?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't? But I was like, that's a good point, because I don't remember watching, like, a lot of TV in the summer when mm-hmm. I was a kid. So that's what he was saying. He was like, that's how it used to be. And then my second point is that, has that changed now that, like, streaming and stuff is, like, I feel like they release shows all at once instead of, like, releasing it week by week kind of thing?
That's a good point, actually, because now that you say that, in the summer, as a child, like, kids just, like, are outside, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
But now that we're adults, I think it's, like, the summer thing was, like, chill.
Yeah.
Like, do anything that's chill, because summer is a time to relax.
Which is also funny.
R&R.
Because this is your busy season.
Which is hilarious, right?
Yeah, so you don't get a relax in the summer.
No, my relaxation is the holidays.
Okay, which is kind of good.
Yeah,
but stressful socially.
Right.
So you really don't get relaxing at all, which is...
No. But then that's the time to catch up on TV shows.
Uh-huh. But new shows are coming out then in that case.
Yeah. You know?
But I do think... Do kids still play outside? Is that, like, such a boomer/millennial thing to say?
A statement, like, yeah.
Yeah, like, kids don't play outside anymore. They're all on their computers.
But I think there's truth to it.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Now that there are more technological advancements where there's children are able to access it easier, I do think that why go outside?
Yeah. I mean, just that, like, in terms, video games were kind of always a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in that sense, things haven't advanced that much.
Like iPads and iPhones, I guess.
Yeah.
Thing, right? Tablets, not yeah. just one type.
But you
of
could take that thing. Outside.
Yeah, sit outside.
Yeah, not saying that they do.
Yeah. But are you really outside if you are not, air quotes, outside in your mind?
When we were kids, the complaint was, oh, kids are never outside.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't?
No. Because I was always outside.
Well, because I remember my brother would never play with me in the summer.
Aww.
Unless the power went out. And then he's like, okay, we can go outside. So maybe that's why I remember that. I was like, I'm bored. What should we do? And he's playing video games and he's on his computer. So, like, that's the other thing. Like, in our age, we did have computers. Like, not tablets, and like you're saying. Although, kind of, we actually did have iPads, I think.
I did not have
have one either, but I think they were a thing.
Mm.
What age of kid are you thinking of? Because I think when, like, we were in middle school, there were iPads.
Oh, I was thinking kid, like, 8, like a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What grade is 8?
3rd.
Oh, okay. No,
second,
I was thinking higher than that, like 6th, 5th.
Oh.
But then I started thinking about middle school. I don't know.
Yeah.
When did I start having thoughts? I feel like it was, like, middle school. Elementary school is a blur. Like, no thoughts. So that's why I think when I was thinking kids, I just went back as far as I could possibly think, and that was middle school.
That's good to know where your head was headed. Head was headed towards. Anyways, also separately, current events. Do you know if the writer's strike is still going on?
I think so.
I heard
that...
No, yes, I agree.
Okay.
But I was going to say, echoing that the writer's strike is still going on, and the... like the late night shows and things like that are either reruns or just really boring. So TV shows are really boring now. But also it doesn't have a huge effect because streaming, like, everything that's out is already out.
Yeah.
Not too many shows where you have to wait every season and they're live.
So, are shows canceled?
Paused? Hiatus?
Because, you know, in the sense that, are they not, are shows not all recorded? Like, I'm talking about, like, actual, like, TV shows, mm-hmm. not just, like, the reality ones. Are they not all pre-recorded, and then when the season comes out, they just release them one by one? Is that not how? I don't know. No, I'm just asking.
Oh, my knowledge is, like, 50%, so whatever I say to you, please take it as a grain of salt.
I was like, I'm ready to hear the answer.
I think back in the day, and I think few TV shows now, no, maybe just back in the day, that they record a couple episodes ahead of time. Kind of like how we do the podcast, but maybe more episodes ahead of time, like 5 or 10 episodes. And then they record as they go.
And you believe release. That?
Yeah.
I think the opposite.
You think they film all the way through and then they release it?
Yeah. Because I'm like, you know, when you watch the episode, their hair doesn't get longer until the next season.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they have the same hair and they look kind of the same age.
So I guess only reality TV not reality, like, late night live shows
are the only ones. But I mean, you might be right. I'm just saying, that's how I thought it was.
I think you're right.
But I don't know.
But no one knows.
Only the actors. And the writers.
The listeners who may know.
Oh.
Our listeners who are punching the walls right now. Come on, Amy and Haley.
So, and that, like, because I'm like, are there shows that, like, they abruptly stopped because they record every week, actually?
Mm.
You know what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Mm. I'm not sure.
Because I did see this one TikTok that was basically, like, someone, like, an actor went on The View. It might not be The View. Some sort of, like, news-ish show.
Yeah.
And went on to promote his movie because he was, like, contractually obligated to do that. Yeah. And then just walked off. Uh-huh. He was like, no, like, no offense to you guys, but, you know, I support the writers, so I'm just going to leave the show because they're still running without their writers, basically, mm-hmm. I think was what they were saying. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, you know, see you guys on the front lines. And then he just left.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
Okay. That's yeah. cool.
So that's why I thought it was still going on, just because I saw that recently.
Yeah. Maybe some of them do, and some of them don't. And then we'd both be right.
Yeah. That sounds about right, honestly. So.
But I wanted to ask you about any summer TV shows that come to your mind that you're watching or maybe not watching.
So my family and I just kind of went through. So we're kind of catching up on all this, like, because we had a lot of series that we were supposed to be watching and we've fallen behind.
Yeah.
And so, like, the ones we've been watching are, like, The Rookie, which is one of the ones that gets released every week. Mm. So The Rookie, Miss Maisel, Ted Lasso, and then Shadow and Bone was kind of, like, the ones that we were supposed to be watching.
Mm-hmm.
And so we finished. What was the first one I just said?
I only remember Ted Lasso.
Okay, so, like, we finished Ted Lasso because I got, you know, because when you buy something from Apple, they give you, like, a month of free Apple TV.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Wait, when you buy your mom a watch, you didn't get a free month of Apple TV?
Mm-mm. Maybe because we already have Apple things. I didn't get that.
But, like, I also have Apple things. It's just, like, when you buy something, they're like, oh, here's this.
Oh. You know what we did get, though? A 3-month free trial of Apple, like, fitness or something like
that. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I feel like those two things, you don't. Oh. Maybe you just didn't care, and you're like, I don't need that.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
Should I call them? So my friend bought something the same time I did, and I would like the same perks that she got.
So I feel like they send you an email that's like, hey.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I only got the fitness one. Did you get the fitness one, too?
Yeah. And I was like, that's irrelevant.
Well, then more reason for me to call them.
Did you do the free trial?
I didn't. Because I was thinking I should use the fitness when I want it. Like when I need it the most.
Oh, it doesn't expire?
Oh, does it?
Oh, no, I don't know.
In my head, I just assumed the link was always there, so I could always click it.
I thought the link expires. I mean, I don't know if that's true at all.
I don't know either.
Well, whenever you need it and you test it.
Maybe I should test it now because it might expire.
Well, you don't want to test it now and you don't need it now and you have to use it now.
Watch me.
You'll either just be very excited or very disappointed.
Right? I'll do a review, an experience of it.
Yeah, I know. 6 months from now, guys, you'll never guess what happened. Okay, so we had to finish that before the month was done.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was the last season of Ted Lasso.
Was it good?
It was good.
I heard Ted Lasso is good.
It is really good. You haven't seen any of them?
No. Do you recommend that?
I highly recommend it. Ooh. And it's a good summer show, I feel like.
Ah.
So, highly recommend if you find the email with the free Apple TV.
Yeah. Look for it.
And then, so we watched that, and then we finished Miss Maisel recently. That was just... They also finished this season series, so that's over too. Mm-hmm. And that was okay. My dad was kind of disappointed in, like, the last episode that it was just kind of like, oh, okay, you don't watch that either.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Also a good summer show. Mm-hmm. I liked it. And then we just started watching Shadow and Bone season 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling my parents that I don't really think it's a summer show. I'm, like, not in the mood for that right now. It's, like, drama and dark.
Yeah, even in the name, Shadow. That's a Halloween movie.
Yeah, exactly. Sense, yeah, right? Yeah. I was, like, it's not really summer, but, you know, we watched all those other happy summery ones.
Yeah.
And so I said we could watch that. But the other thing is that Witcher is coming out.
Yes.
Did you watch season one?
Well, yeah, I watched both seasons.
Oh, there's two.
But I'm waiting because I also don't feel like it's a summer.
Exactly.
You have to be in the mood.
Yeah. And it's coming out in the summer.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah. But yeah. I want to watch The Witcher. I got to finish it. It's the last one where Henry Cavill is going to be The Witcher.
What happened with him? Do you know? Because I know they're also pulling him from Superman. Or he retired Superman or something like that.
I've heard, like, mixed things. Like, for The Witcher.
Oh, the girl writer thing?
Never
mind. Oh. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, keep going.
He read the books for The Witcher.
Oh.
And so he felt like the director should be going a certain way, more towards being true to what was written. Whereas the directors and producers, they feel like they want to go in a different direction. And so he's like, well, I can't. I want to be a certain way, I guess, okay, for his character.
Because I thought, like, is the director female? Because I thought there was something about that he was, like, being disrespectful. I feel like when the news first broke, it came out that, like, oh, Henry Cavill is, like, misogynistic and, like, doesn't listen to the female director. And then I feel like when it really came out, like, the actual news was, like, that.
Oh.
That he was, like, I just don't like the way she's going with the story, not because she's a woman, just because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not sure if that's true. I feel like that was, like, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know why he left or was pulled from, like, Superman.
Yeah. We don't know anything.
Basically, our knowledge is little to none in this world.
I heavily consume media, and I know a lot of it is not true, but I am...
Oh, speaking of, like, female directors and all that, have you heard of the Idol? The TV show with The Weeknd.
Oh, no, I've never heard of it. I saw the title of an article.
Yeah.
And I thought The Weeknd's in a show, and that was it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of controversy around that right now, because I think people are saying it's too explicit, like, unnecessarily, like, explicit nudity things.
Oh.
And the thing is that the old director was a female, but then maybe, like, 80% through the show, she left.
Mm.
Then the new director came in, who is the director of Euphoria, and scrapped everything she did and redid it. And so I guess people are saying, like, oh, his style is very, like, raunchy, and the way that things are portrayed is kind of showcasing like sexual things on a platform that shouldn't be, you know. But I didn't read too far into it. I just kind of like read headlines. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think that's what. And people are mad at The Weeknd because he's a part of it. And people are saying that, like, oh, he represents it because, like, he's a part of it. And he apparently has, like, a big say in it.
Oh, I did. Is that, like, did it get canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it was too much.
Oh. But, I mean, like, how does something like that get greenlit then?
Right. Exactly.
So, a lot of, it goes through a lot of people. But I guess it is, I guess, like, iffy because sometimes it works out. And I guess he just didn't do it right, maybe, or something.
It's hard to read the market, I think.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't even know what it's about. No, I haven't heard of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's crazy, too. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. You know, like, people say, like, for example, like, you know, Shonda Rhimes?
Yeah.
So they say, like, she does the female gaze, like, really good.
Yeah. She does Scandal. And is there another one? Does she do?
How to Get Away with
Murder? Yeah, that one.
Yeah, and then Bridgerton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are very successful shows.
Very successful.
I watched a little bit of Scandal, but it's very long.
Okay, me too. If we're going to talk about shows, Scandal, I have so many words to say, always.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I feel like I cut you off.
No, that's it. Jump right in.
How much did you watch?
Oh, there was a lot. Maybe the first season?
Okay.
I mean, there was a lot. Like, I felt like it was a lot. So then I feel like if I were to think about it, it's probably the first season.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Because I started watching it in like college and I remember me and my friend, we weren't watching it like together, but kind of like separately together. And I think I also watched the first season or maybe the first three seasons.
Yeah.
I know, big difference, but it's like one of those, you know, it's like the book that you just have to keep reading to find out what happens. And I'm like, I have to know, like, if her and the president get together. And I did not. I feel like it's pretty long. Yeah. And maybe only two seasons. I'm not sure how. But, yeah. It's, like, so much back and forth. Will they, won't they, will they, won't they. And the will they, won't they is okay one time. And then they break up. They get together. They break up. He says he'll, like, quit being the president. And I'm like, okay. You can quit being the president one, you know, there's only so many times you guys can go like, no, I hate you. And that's the thing about that show.
Yeah.
It's too much. And I stopped watching it.
Too much. Back and forth. Yeah. I think that was the same vibe I got too. Probably the third or fourth round, I was like, they're never going to, like, you know, they're just string me along.
Yeah. The breaking point, I remember, was like just one time. And I think it was like, they were like, he was legitimately like, I'm done. I will leave everything for you. And like, she didn't want that. And I was like, okay, I'm done with that. Because before, I think it was like all the circumstances and things like that. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. But when he's like gonna leave everything and you have no legitimate reason.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing, is that they were like, Olivia, you don't really want to be with him. You like the drama of it. You like the on and off. And once that, like, sort of epiphany hit, I was like,
you're right.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm done. This is never over. It will be like this the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I did start rewatching it.
Oh, wow.
But it used to be on Netflix. And now it's not on Netflix. And it's on Hulu. And I have Hulu with ads.
Yeah.
And I absolutely cannot do Hulu with ads. It is the worst thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many ads. So I can't make it that far. So I'm really sad that Scandal is not on Netflix anymore.
I'm sorry for you.
Sorry. That's my rant about Scandal.
Another show that I thought was too long was Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
That was the last TV show, I think, that I went through as long as I can. I watched up to 10 seasons of it. Wow. That's like, wow. That's probably where my love for series died. And then I stopped, like,
when did you stop watching that?
I don't remember. Maybe, like, high school?
Oh, okay.
Or maybe, like, mid-college or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I thought it was good until they started taking away all my favorite characters. So then it's like, what's the point anymore?
Yeah.
I don't want to meet the new characters. Same thing as our book, right? Yeah. It's like, you got me attached for this long, and then you either kill them off, or you make them leave. Then it's just like, what's the point anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that was the last one. I also heard Suits was good. Have you watched Suits?
That's funny. That's a show I'm watching.
Oh.
Now, and because, yeah, I feel like it started coming out in, like, high school.
Yeah.
And so my family and I were watching it together. Mm-hmm. And then either, like, I left for college or the show got to be just, like, really tedious.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever finished it. I'm not sure if my family finished it. I never finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm trying to rewatch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, so it was on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And then when I, as I was watching it, my dad came downstairs and he was like, oh, it says they're removing it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God.
To Hulu?
I know. I was like, I swear if it's going to Hulu, I will literally rage. Because I'm like, everything's going to Hulu. They're taking everything off Netflix and it's going to Hulu. And I'm like, Hulu's got the money, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not for this. But no, it went to Netflix.
Oh.
So if you're trying to watch Suits, and I was like, yes. So now I'm watching it on Netflix.
Nice.
I do like it. Have you watched any episodes?
Probably a long time ago. Like you said, when it first came out.
Yeah.
I think I followed it. And then after a while, just dropped off.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know if I ever pick it up.
You should. It's on Netflix if you have Netflix.
I don't have Netflix. I don't have anything, actually.
So where do you watch your shows then?
Just like TV, like actual TV. So I watch, used to watch MasterChef and America's Got Talent.
Amy and I used to talk about MasterChef. We did. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Wait, do you still watch MasterChef?
No.
Yeah, well, I haven't watched it recently. But I realized we got a new cable box, so then it stopped recording MasterChef.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to go back in and re-record it, but I haven't watched the new season.
Oh, okay. Maybe we could watch it and talk about it. Yeah,
exactly.
Because I think the same thing. We've been, like, kind of changing our TV thing. Like, and especially, like, in this climate, everyone's trying to figure out the streaming versus TV thing.
Right.
And so I never, like, re-recorded MasterChef. Mm-hmm. Or, like, so.
MasterChef's a good one. I like it.
Yeah.
I like how they keep doing something different each time to see what sticks. Like, do you remember one year they did, you're on a certain team from the for the chef.
Yeah.
And I think another one they did, actually forgot all the other ones.
That's fair.
But I missed the pressure test. They took that away.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Or did it have less?
Wait, then how do they eliminate people? Okay, wait, what?
Like, if you have the worst dish.
Yeah.
But, like, pressure tests are, like, you have to cook... Like, the bottom three goes up against each other.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, they don't do those anymore.
Wait, then how do they eliminate?
Then it's like, oh, everyone is cooking a dish. Like, everyone. It's not, like, the bottom three. Everyone cooks a dish.
And then someone gets eliminated?
And then they have the bottom three come up, and then someone gets eliminated. That's it. Versus everyone. Instead of, like...
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's dumb.
I know, that's not fun, right?
Yeah,
Where's the pressure? the drama and the excitement.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I really want them to bring that back if they're going to bring something back.
Yeah. Listening, MasterChef?
Yes. Yeah. I also liked... Was it last season? Where they brought back, like, the losers. And they had... It's, like, MasterChef Cup. I'm a big MasterChef fan. So, they did MasterChef, like... like come back or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
That's cool.
And that's fun.
I always like it when they do that.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So MasterChef's a biggie for me.
Oh, okay. But you haven't watched the new season.
I know. So not that big anymore.
So I'll have to, we could all have to catch up when you catch up and we could talk about it together.
Do you still watch The Bachelor?
Oh, no. No, because I only watched it because of our other friend.
Mm-hmm.
Or your other friend. I had never really watched it. Like, I don't watch it by myself.
Oh, okay.
No, it's dumb. I watch, personally, they haven't released a new season in a very long time, but they've got, like, three seasons, and some of them are on Netflix, but, like, Are You the One is this dating show.
I watched Are You the
Did
One.
Did you?
I watched, there's only two seasons, right? Three.
I thought there's, like, three.
Yeah, I watched.
There's, like, a few, actually.
Maybe five.
I'm like, yeah, I'm an extra. Because the original, like, host for that show, they replaced him.
Yeah.
And the other guys, I don't like them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's maybe, like, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a few seasons
of that one.
Wait, but not the recent one.
Did you like it? Oh, no, the OGs are the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the other thing that I think I've talked about it in, like, other episodes maybe, but, like, The Challenge is another show that I like. That. And they bring people from, like, these other shows, like Amazing Race, Survivor, and the one I just said.
Are You the One?
Are You the One? Thank you.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of, like, the reality shows, they'll bring back those contestants, kind of, and they'll, to this thing, so, like, and I like that show, too, and so, a couple of the people from Are You the One that I liked are then on that, and I like that.
Oh.
It's kind of cool that, like, the world, Big Brother is also one.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, they're all, like, those are the kind of shows, like, I like. And I feel like it really showcases because they bring the people from those shows. So they know that the people who like those shows like those shows.
They know you, Haley.
Yeah, I guess it's because they're like MTV shows, maybe?
Yeah.
It's like a channel. Anyways.
Good thing you brought up Amazing Race because I don't even know. Is the new one on? Is there another one on?
I don't think so. Oh, wait. After we got that spoiled.
That was sad.
I don't think I've even finished watching
that season. I didn't finish it.
Yeah. You ruined it for us.
Social media is very sad, actually.
No, it's devastating. So, yeah, I didn't finish watching that, but I don't think the new one's out.
Yeah, you have to tell me because new cable box I need to find, you know, so that I can record it.
Well, I feel like, does it come out in the fall? Like, they record in the summer?
Oh, yeah.
Or do they record? Well, I mean, we should know when they record because they tell you that you need to be able to block off this, like, month of time when you audition.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's March. So maybe it comes out in the summer.
When you said you feel like it's March, I was going to say, I feel like it's December.
Well, maybe they do two. No.
Yeah, December, January, February, March.
That's funny.
But I don't watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette either. I think I already told you to. I just watched the YouTube snippet.
Oh, yeah.
So then I don't have to watch 2 hours of it.
So long.
I just watch 10 minutes.
But I'm also like, I feel like they don't really have the juicy drama. I like the drama that like having multiple couples creates. Like when you just have one of one and then a bunch of the other, it's like, okay, you're all fighting for the same person. That's dumb.
Yeah, I think the concept itself is dumb. Whenever I see, when I watch the recaps, I know that I could never do that. Have everyone date one guy? If I'd be so insecure. I'm like, sure. I see him kissing all the other girls.
I know.
How am I special? I'm not special.
But here's, like, the whole, I understand the whole concept of The Bachelor is that people aren't going on the show for this specific person.
Right.
Like, I cannot imagine all these girls or all these guys, like, liking this person. And that's the thing, is that people audition hoping that they'll cast someone that they've liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it is sort of, you know, that they're gonna cast someone conventionally attractive anyway, so it doesn't really matter if you don't really care and you like it. But I'm like, we all know you guys don't really like them.
They just want the free trips too.
Yeah.
That's fun. But just got a fake. Oh yeah, and then also apparently a thing now is you know that you're gonna get Instagram famous.
Oh yeah.
When you're on it.
Yeah.
So the whole thing that they tied into drama now that they have to have in every season is like, this person's here for the wrong reasons. They just want to be famous.
Yeah. And that's like everyone.
Yeah, it's everyone. So that person just got unlucky to be called out on.
Yeah. If you leave behind evidence, they'll use it. Yeah. But just do it subtly.
Yeah.
But it would like literally be like, yeah. And I'm like, even the person who's like the person, they did that in whatever season they were in.
Yeah.
You know? That they're like, oh, they just came on this to be the Bachelorette. Yeah. They're probably just hoping for that. You know, get to the top but not win it.
Yeah.
Goals.
It's a new competition within itself, actually. I was gonna tell you that the person who reviews those ones also reviews Bachelor in Paradise.
I love Bachelor in Paradise.
There was this episode where they decided to spice it up for the couples that were already together. And they were saying like, oh, all the women have to go somewhere else for a couple nights. And then the men are going to get introduced to a new group of women. And so, like, the women were, like, really sad. Uh-huh. And the men were just like, oh, don't worry, like, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
But then they're, like, pretty excited. They're like, oh, I get to, like, explore new relationships and people.
Yeah.
And so they bring the scene cuts to the men, and then, like, the new woman coming in, and it's, like, a party, and then the guys start, like, dancing it up, right? And then they take the woman away, and they're all sad. So they're cutting to the men who are happy, and then the sad woman. And then they're like, oh, woman, we actually have something for you, too. A new group of men. But the thing is, people got angry in the comments, because that's all I can see, YouTube comments. Because I don't watch it live. Uh-huh. Was that people were saying that the way they did it was not fair.
Oh.
Instead of saying, telling the men that the women were going to meet a new group of men,
uh-huh.
The men weren't scared of losing the woman. Because they just thought they were just going to be by themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas the women know that the men are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they aren't told that they're meeting new men until, like, much later, and they're already sad.
Uh-huh.
You know, they already experienced this sadness.
Yeah.
So they're not in a mental place to meet
and get to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so these men, I felt so bad. They were, like, trying to, like, make connections with the women. And the women were like, no, like, I don't want to talk to you. Da-da-da-da. So actually none of the women ended up making new connections.
Oh.
While for the men, I think, like, two of them ended up... You know?
Uh-huh.
So then the new group of men who were really excited to, like, be part of a Bachelor in Paradise ended up going home early. Because of the way, I think it was because the way it was introduced. Like, the women were already, like, closed off. They're like, no, I'm waiting for my guy who I'm going to see in a few days.
But do you think that's the way they did it and not just, like, the woman was being loyal? What do you think, personally?
I think it was the way they did it and the women were... But also, yeah, women are more loyal than men.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Is that Love Island does that.
I don't know
if you've... So, like, they do that exact thing, basically, except minus the whole unfair part, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, it's called Casa Amor.
Uh-huh.
And so, I'm a Love Island stan also. Yeah, basically, they'll be like, okay, guys, we're doing Casa Amor, and, like, everyone knows what that is anyways. And so, they... But both people know that they're gonna meet other people.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Do they agree? Do they talk about it? Like, they're like, oh, don't worry. Or, like, they say, oh, I think it'll be good for us to explore new relationships.
I think that... Okay, so I'm not that much of a Love Island stan because I've never actually watched a Love Island season where they do that. But I've watched the clips on YouTube.
Yeah,
where
that's the same.
They come back with a new person and the person is shocked. Because I think most of the time... Because it is, like, a whole... And I think it's... It's, like, pretty similar with Bachelor in Paradise that you have to be safe to be in a couple. You're safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that you tell them, you know, yeah, we're solid and stuff. But if in your heart you want to meet someone else, like, you don't care about them, really.
That's
so I'm
sad.
Like, in my head, I don't think they did it injustice. Because if you were really, like, if I'm sad about my man meeting new women...
Mm-hmm.
And then they bring men, and I'm gonna be like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, you were already going to be loyal.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. So, and I do think men tend to be less loyal.
Men. I get so mad when I watch those. I'm like, oh.
No, I know. But that just brings my whole thing back to what I was saying. I was telling Amy earlier about this show that my friend said to watch called The Ultimatum, Queer Edition.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that people, after, like, spending time together for 3 weeks, can be like, I love you. I don't get it.
Yeah.
After you come here in a relationship with someone, but and they're like, their excuse is always like, let's experience this.
Oh, I hate that.
I know!
Oh, just you saying it, I was already triggered. I was like, oh! I hate it when that happens.
It's so dumb! And I'm just like, oh my god, I could never... I can never in general, but I'm just like, they're like, look, we're here.
Yeah, right? That's this phrase. Like, we're here to meet new people.
I know!
We're here to explore new connections.
Which I'm like, is fine, because you know what people say? You can never lose what you didn't have or
that's
something
true,
like that.
That's true, you're right. But it's sad anyways.
Yeah, it is like, you never know what they're really thinking, these, like, people that you're just watching on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the other thing, a lot of, like, reality TV, and especially with The Bachelor, for example, they say, oh, it was, like, so rigged by the producer.
Yeah.
That's another show we watched together, I mean, together-ish, like, Unreal. You watched that too, right? About the reality producers?
Mm-mm. Unreal?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
And
it, or maybe I forgot about it.
It's about this, basically, like, it's a Bachelor thing, but it's from the producer's perspective.
No.
Oh, never
mind. Maybe it's not me.
I thought you watched it, too. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and so I guess, like, a lot of reality shows are really rigged.
Yeah, like, everyone has their own producer.
Yeah. Which seems crazy.
Yeah.
Which is sad to think about.
Yeah, it's so sad.
But if you really love someone, you, like, wouldn't bring them on the show, right? That's the other, like, I love trashy reality shows. There's, like, Temptation Island, mm-hmm. like, F-Boy Island. All these, like,
things. Islands?
Yeah, like, Temptation Island. They, like, have couples that are about to, like, break up.
Yeah.
And they, like, they audition to be on this show. I guess it's kind of, like, the ultimatum then because, you know, either get married or break up.
Yeah.
Or, like, break up. Anyways, and they bring them on this show to, like, meet other people.
Yeah.
This one girl was, like, so devastated because her boyfriend found another, like, love.
Aww.
And I was like, girl, just break up with him.
Yeah.
You had to go on a show to break up with him?
I know, that's the other thing.
To be broken up with.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah, it's just so sad.
Amy, would you ever?
Would I ever go on the show?
Go on a reality show with your boyfriend?
Where no.
Where they want you to meet other people?
That thought... me already, like, easily insecure.
Oh.
It's always like, why would you put yourself in that situation?
Yeah.
But then on the other side, people always say, like, oh, if they were gonna do it, then they were gonna do it. Like, it shows the true character.
Okay, but you didn't have to put them in that situation in the first place.
Yeah, I wouldn't want the whole world to judge me and my actions. And also, I'd be miserable.
I know.
I'm gonna go on this and be miserable.
But Amy, you get to meet new people and experience the experience.
See, that's the other thing. If you really love someone, why would you want the idea of, you gotta experience new people?
I know. Okay, because I think with our generation and everyone after that, it's just that, like, before, you would meet someone attractive at a club and you'd be like, I will never find anyone attractive again.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, you'd be like, I gotta hold on to them because I don't know what anyone, you know, only the people in close proximity. Now, anywhere.
Anyone.
You can meet anyone. Anywhere. Meet them over Instagram.
Yeah.
Over TikTok.
Yeah.
Over who knows what.
Yeah.
And they're so far away across the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, yeah, some of these people on this show are like, you know, I don't want to settle down because what if there's something better out there?
Yeah.
Oh my God. If someone breaks up with me by saying that, I will murder them.
That's just a knife to the heart.
I know. That's like, I feel like the worst thing you could, I mean, not the worst thing, let's be honest. But I feel like that's like,
that's up there.
That's something people say. And
yeah.
I think, why would you say that?
Yeah. That you never really cared about someone. If you were to think that there's someone better than the other, you should value the person that is in front of you.
I know.
Not look for the grass that's greener on the other side.
Yeah, because I'm like, if you're looking for better, then just break up with me.
Yeah.
But also don't use that as a reason. Just be like, it's not working out. Like, why
right?
would you say, I think there's something better than you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Where you could just say, like, it's me. Like, I don't feel the connection, you know?
I know.
Even though it's cliche, like, sometimes it's true. I think that if you don't feel something with someone, then you don't feel something with someone. Can't make something happen. But don't say, like, phrase the angle like that. It's you. I gotta find someone better than you.
Oh. People.
People.
People. Well, it's been too long now.
Yeah, a little too long, which means we need a part two. So, if you want to hear the continuation of this episode, join us back in 2 weeks and find out all the things we have to talk about.
Yes, the rest of it.
to be continued. Goodbye.
Bye.